99.7 FM Barrieville, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Trump administration making good on its threat to slash federal jobs during the government shutdown. According to a union lawsuit, the Office of Management and Budget saying over 4,000 workers across seven federal agencies got pink slips. Meanwhile, the Senate won't be back to vote on the government shutdown until Tuesday at the soonest. Palestinians by the tens of thousands returning to the heavily destroyed northern Gaza Strip as a U.S.-brokered ceasefire came into effect. All the remaining hostages held by Hamas are expected to be released within days. 18 people missing after a deadly explosion at a Tennessee munitions plant. Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis says the investigation is expected to last for days.
It's probably been one of the most devastating situations that I've been on in my career.
The number of dead unclear. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a package of bills to cut red tape, speed up the rebuilding in the wildfire-ravaged Los Angeles area. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A man killed in an officer-involved shooting in Milwaukee Thursday morning is identified as 26-year-old Elijah Wilkes. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says Wilkes had been involved in a minor traffic crash with an off-duty police officer. Both men had exited their vehicles when Wilkes allegedly struck the officer in the face with a firearm. The two then exchanged fire and Wilkes was killed. An arrest has been made in connection with a series of arson fires in Sawyer County in northwest Wisconsin. At least six fires were reported over a 10-day period last November. And an investigation is underway in a fatal fire at a suburban Milwaukee apartment building in which a 29-year-old resident was killed. Investigators found a large quantity of consumer-grade fireworks inside the victim's apartment in Oak Creek, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. 67 today under mostly sunny skies. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 46. Mostly sunny for Sunday and a high near 71. Slight chance of a rain shower Sunday night, lows in the mid-50s. Slight chance of a shower Monday, otherwise partly sunny and 70. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, 38 degrees.
Follow me. It's not the future that that I can see. It's just my fantasy.
50 minutes of maximum hits continues.
It's always on.
All day long.
On 99.7 Max FM.
Unfolds, challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said, read the books your father read. Try to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you, others take a different view. Unfolds, challenge what the future holds. Try to keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. My, oh my, eh, eh, eh. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. Together. All I know, love will save the day. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low, couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene.
Just blew him away. Saw stars in his eyes. And the very next day, bought a beat up six.
Shadow by the first real six string. Bought it at the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should've known we'd never get far. Oh, when I look back now, the summer seemed to last forever. And if I had the choice, yeah, I'd always wanna be there. Those were the best days of my life.
We know we can't please everyone.
I mean,
we're not
tacos.
99.7 Max FM.
Just right, you know what I mean. Hey, what's up for the 3-day weekend? This is Joe Cortez on Retro Pop Reunion, calling it Poptober. Hits and history in October through the 80s and 90s. Anniversaries of iconic albums released, number one songs. And how much is your car insurance? Why do I ask? Because this 80s rocker was paying $134,000 a year in 1984 dollars. And Gwen Stefani throws it back on the early days of No Doubt. Coming up on this weekend's Retro Pop Reunion, right here on 99.7 Max FM.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
A showdown in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers and Cubs square off for Game 5 tonight. The winner will advance to the National League Pennant Series against the Dodgers next week. Last night, Pat Murphy telling reporters he'll likely go with a variety of pitchers from the Brewers' bullpen, including Jacob Mizorowski, Aaron Ashby, and Quinn Priester. College football homecoming today in Madison. The Wisconsin Badgers hosting the Iowa Hawkeyes. And tomorrow in Green Bay, it's the Packers against the Bengals and newly acquired quarterback Joe Flacco, Xavier McKinney, on facing Flacco a second time this season when he was with the Browns.
I was actually thinking about kind of the other way around of kind of what he saw from us the very first, when he was with the Browns, what he's already kind of seen us do. So I was thinking about just kind of ways that he might try to come into this game having different players and a different scheme.
That's Packers safety Xavier McKinney with Sports on Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. 67 today, under mostly sunny skies. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 46. Mostly sunny for Sunday and a high near 71. Slight chance of a rain shower Sunday night, lows in the mid-50s. Slight chance of a shower Monday, otherwise partly sunny and 70. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Right now, it's 37.
Maximum hits.
When I
Pittsburgh's hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
I'm swing.
Pure hip-hop, don't sell out. If you ain't in it to win it, then
FM. WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
We're not gonna die.
This is 99.7 FM Barrabool, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More than 4,000 federal workers received layoff notices Friday as the government shutdown continues. ABC's Mary Bruce has more.
The White House hasn't said which programs will be targeted. The president himself has been more blunt.
These are largely people that the Democrats want. Many of them will be fired.
Saying the shutdown presents an unprecedented opportunity to cut more agencies. And seeking to up the pressure on Democratic lawmakers, he said he will only target Democratic programs.
The American Federation of Government Employees and the AFL-CIO filed a lawsuit to stop the firings. Tens of thousands of Palestinians have returned to Gaza. The ceasefire is now in effect. No word yet on when Hamas will release all hostages, as per the first phase of the U.S.-brokered proposal. At least 18 people still unaccounted for after the blast Friday at an explosives manufacturing plant west of Nashville. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A man killed